Manatee Memorial Hospital, providing advanced healthcare services in a caring and compassionate environment, presents Manatee Talk Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
More than 15 million Americans suffer from osteoarthritis. According to the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, this disease can affect the cartilage in joints and may cause pain, stiffness, swelling, and a limited range of motion in the hips. Surgery to replace your hip becomes an option if your quality of life is so greatly diminished by the disease and you have difficulty carrying out activities of daily living. My guest today is Dr. Brendan Connolly. He's an orthopedic surgeon and a member of the medical staff at Manatee Memorial Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Connolly. So let's talk about the hips. What are some of the most common causes of hip pain that you see?
Well, I mean, the far and away most common reason for hip pain and the need for surgery is hip arthritis, specifically osteoarthritis. That's the most common version. After that, you have some of the other less common types of arthritis, like rheumatoid arthritis. It's extremely common. I mean, it's only getting more common, you know, with our aging population.
So if somebody has this kind of hip pain, what's the first thing that they usually would try? Are we looking at NSAIDs? Are we looking at, you know, icing your hip or trying physical therapy? What is the first line of defense?
Well, the first step is always going to be conservative treatment. And you're right, NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen, Advil or Aleve, those are always the first things you try. It'll work for a while, but since it's a weight-bearing joint, usually the pain will progress, and you'll have to do some other modalities. Exercise is definitely critical. You usually have to change up the type of exercise you do away from running and walking and doing more things like biking and swimming. Injections can be very helpful. But eventually, the symptoms are going to progress to a point where you really don't have a choice but to get it fixed. Otherwise, you just give up your independence.
So then that decision made with your physician, your orthopedic surgeon, what would you like people to know about making that decision? And then speak about the Makoplasty hip advanced hip replacement surgery procedure.
Well, really the decision comes down to, you know, when is it time to do it? It's always important for any surgeon to make sure folks are able to maximize their conservative treatment. You never want to jump into a major surgery. The good thing about a hip is that you'll know when it's time. You know, the conservative treatments can work for a while, but what I use as a guide is when you're just starting to give up things that you would ordinarily do, such as you're avoiding going on, you know, certain trips or vacations because of how much walking is involved, or missing out on family events because it's just too painful. Those are usually good indicators that, all right, I'm starting to give up things in my life. And it really just doesn't need to be that way in this day and age. It's a fixable problem. So when you talk to a surgeon, you know, a good surgeon should be able to, you know, help you through that decision-making process. And when it becomes time for surgery, then there's some decisions to make as far as how to go about doing that particular surgery. And that's where the Makoplasty comes in.
So tell us about Makoplasty. What differentiates this procedure from the typical, the way that hip replacement had been done before?
Makoplasty is essentially a robot-guided hip replacement. And that's really the biggest change that's come about in hip replacement surgery for a long time. You know, the hip replacement surgery, it's called a total hip arthroplasty, has been around for a long time, and it's really got a great track record. It is a good surgery by itself. It works, and it's really gotten perfected in terms of techniques. The implants and the quality of the implants and materials have just gotten dramatically better over the past few decades. And it's hard to make a good surgery better to where it's worth changing how you do things. But I believe that the Makoplasty is that change. It's actually been able to bring us a level of accuracy with the surgery that we just didn't have before. So really the main difference that the Makoplasty does, it's still the standard hip replacement, but it's a robot-guided surgery, which means that we get a preoperative CAT scan before surgery, and that CAT scan is loaded into the computer, and it becomes a 3D model that guides your hand. The surgeon is still doing all the surgery, and the surgeon's still in control, but the robot is guiding you. So when you're making your cuts and your alignments, the robot allows you to get down to levels of accuracy within 1 millimeter, which was just unobtainable before. And by getting that higher level of accuracy that's just repeatable every time, that manifests as quicker recovery, less complications, and better overall function.
That is so cool. Now, what is this? Is this done as an interior approach or no?
This is done currently as a posterior approach, which has always been the traditional approach. The whole point of the anterior approach was to try to avoid the complications of the posterior approach, which is mainly the risk of instability or dislocations. The makoplasty actually eliminates that or really dramatically decreases the risk of that. So there's really no need for an anterior approach. By making the cuts more accurate, you get the hip in what's called the safe zone that really minimizes the risk of dislocations after surgery. So you can do it with the traditional approach, which has really been the tried-and-true approach for decades.
And how long can someone expect a hip replacement to last? You spoke about the replacement parts themselves. How long are they expected to last? Because even some younger people now, Dr. Connolly, are getting hip replacements. So what do you tell them?
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. I mean, the reality is they last about 20 years based off of previous studies, and that's what I still tell patients. But the reality is we don't know how long the ones we're doing now are going to last because they just haven't been around long enough. The makoplasty has only been out, you know, widespread for a couple of years. So we can't really tell people it's going to last for 25 years until we actually have those studies available. We suspect, however, that the increased accuracy is going to allow these implants to have longer longevity as well. But, you know, the time will tell. In practice, we are definitely doing it in younger and younger patients now. You know, before, you know, we used to have a more of a hard and fast rule saying, well, you can't do it until you're 65. Because the techniques are so good now and the results are so predictable, we really don't do that anymore. There really is no lower, you know, age range. We do try to, you know, decrease how many or, you know, do as few younger people as possible. But there's no hard and fast rule that says you can't do it until a specific age anymore. And so we have a bunch of people that were doing in their 50s. And I've done them as young as 40s for some people with very unusual medical conditions that demand it.
And what is life like after the fact, after they've gotten this hip replacement with makoplasty? How fast can they resume things like driving or getting back to some daily activities, walking and such?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that really where the makoplasty is proven to be superior. Previously, I would tell people it takes 6 weeks to recover at a minimum, and it really takes 6 weeks before you can drive and start getting back to a more normal life. With the makoplasty now, I've changed what I'm telling my patients. Most people can drive within 3 weeks. Most people can start getting back to a more normal life at about 3 weeks. I've had people who are electricians and ranchers and other kinds of physical jobs who've been getting back to work within 3 weeks. You know, I still tell people to, you know, don't make any plans until 6 weeks for a normal life. But I'd say, you know, probably 70-80% of people are back to about 80-90% function by about 3 weeks after surgery.
That's amazing. So wrap it up for us in just the last few minutes, Dr. Connolly. What would you like to tell people who are considering hip replacement about the Mako Advanced Hip Replacement procedure and what they should think about and ask their doctors when they're experiencing this kind of unending hip pain?
Well, I think the key thing to remember is that in this day and age, there's no need to be giving up years of your life avoiding major surgery when it comes down to that point. The surgeries are very good. The risk of complications and the kinds of horror stories that existed in the past is just much less of an issue now. So there's really no need to give up your life. I think the important thing to keep in mind is that hip replacement surgery, whether it's with the Mako or without the Mako, it's a good surgery. It works. And I want people to make sure that they stay active as opposed to giving up that activity. The Mako itself, however, I think has really been the biggest revolution in hip replacement surgery, and it's only going to be getting more popular. I would urge people to consider the Mako. There's really not much more that has to be done other than a preoperative CAT scan to get it done. And I think it pays off. And there's a bunch of patients that people can talk to, you know, who've had it done, who I think would corroborate the experience.
And why should they come to Manatee Memorial Hospital for their care? Tell us about your team.
Well, Manatee Memorial Hospital, you know, really is the epicenter for a lot of joint replacements in the area. As you know, you probably understand in this area with our population, there's a lot of joint replacements in general. So Manatee has an orthopedic-specific center where all the orthopedic replacements, joint replacements, go where only, you know, the nurses there are purely orthopedic nurses, the therapists are just for orthopedics. And so that really gives a level of care and expertise that just doesn't exist in other facilities. That multidisciplinary approach where everybody is ortho-specific, from the nurses, therapists, up through the surgeons, and even the techs in the hospital who are helping you out in the operating room, makes a big difference. It just makes things smoother, decreases complication rates or potential complication rates, and it all adds up to better outcomes overall. That's what Manatee Memorial can give you.
Thank you so much for being with us today. You're listening to Manatee Talk Radio with Manatee Memorial Hospital. For more information, you can go to manateememorial.com. That's manateememorial.com. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of Manatee Memorial Hospital. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. Individual results may vary. There are risks associated with any surgical procedure. Speak with your physician about these risks to find out if robotic surgery is right for you. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.